Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It is the Prayer Closet. This is the time we take out of every needs, cares, concerns before the Lord. If you have a prayer request for us today, 419-389-0893, 419-389-0893, or you can email or text to prayer at yeshome.com, 419-389-0893, or prayer at yeshome.com. Let us know what your need is today, and we will lift it up before the Lord out of our closet. Could be something big, something small. It all belongs to God. If it's concerning to you, we want to pray for it. 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information unless you would specifically ask us to give out your name. Occasionally people do, and then in which case we will. But unless you specifically ask us to, we always keep it anonymous, so don't let that hinder you or keep you from getting the prayer that you need. If it's something personal, it's all right. You don't even have to tell us who you are when you call in. God knows who you are. That's what matters. We just want to pray for you. 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for this time that we have to come before you to pray. Lord, we know that you are a good and gracious God, a loving God who cares for us and who is ready to meet our every need. And we thank you that we have this privilege, this honor to come before you. And not just to come before you for ourselves, but Lord, to lift each other up, to encourage each other, to help each other in prayer, to bear one another's burdens. Lord, we pray that you will just encourage us with these prayers. Encourage those who call in, those who are joining in prayer. Lord, as we come together before you, that we would all receive good things from your gracious hand. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Once again, 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. And before we get into our prayer requests, we always like to get into the Word of God. And we've been working our way through the Sermon on the Mount and talking about how we can be kingdom people, how living is kingdom people. And we're in chapter 6, we're up to verse 25. Says this, "There you do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and your body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? And who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the pagan after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." You know, a famous teaching here of Jesus, but one I think we all need to be reminded of, because I think most people, you know, we can give in to worry, can't we? Things come up, and our first response, we begin to worry about them and fret about them and concern ourselves about them. I remember Sunday morning I got up and got dressed and leaving for church. Couldn't find my wallet. It wasn't in my jeans where I had left it. I thought I had left it the day before. And so I'm like pulling around trying to find my wallet. Can't find it. I've got to leave for church. So I didn't really have a lot of time to look for it. So finally I just left. I was like, I got to go. And, you know, so I'm wearing all the way. I'm thinking, all right, where's the last place I had my wallet? I was at Kroger. I was like, oh, my gosh. Did I leave my wallet at Kroger? I mean, could I have dropped it there? And I didn't have time to stop at Kroger on the way to church. I was like, oh, let's stop on the way home. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. I mean, I get to church, and real quick, I check my bank account on my phone to make sure I didn't have any crazy charges going on, right? So I'm all worried about it. And you get in, start teaching in Sunday school, or teaching on Psalm 114, and one of the themes was, you know, how we need to not look at the obstacles. We need to look at God's power to overcome the obstacle. and that too often we get focused on the obstacles instead of on God's power, which is a good lesson that I needed to hear that morning, because I was like, okay, just calm down. It's an obstacle. God's in charge. Whatever happens, God's in control. And so, and that was good for me because I needed to hear that, and I calmed down and was able to enjoy the rest of the service. So after church, I get home, go upstairs, look around a little more, find my wallet. It had just slipped out of my pants, and my wife had put a basket of clothes in our room, and it had just fallen in behind the basket of clothes. Just must have slipped out of my pants when I picked them up. So it was no big deal, right? Everything was okay. God knew the whole time that everything was okay. Nothing was happening. Nothing had... Nobody got all my credit cards or debit card or, the $3 that I had in my wallet, But I was worried because, I have a credit card for my parents because I do their shopping for them and stuff. And so I have things for them. And I was like, oh, then I'm going to have to, you know how you're thinking. You got to cancel all these things. And I got to cancel my parents. And I got all of that for naught. God knew the whole time. Everything's okay. And that's what he's telling us here. God's telling you, you're worried about all this stuff, and I'm here to tell you, it's okay. I already know that all of this stuff is okay. I already know how I'm going to feed you. I already know how I'm going to clothe you. I already know how I'm going to take care of you. Look at the birds of the field. Look at the animals. I take care of all of them. I make sure they're all fed. I make sure they all have what they need. You don't think I'm going to do that for you? You're more valuable than a sparrow. You're more valuable than the lilies of the field. The pagans run around going, what are we going to eat? What are we going to drink? What are we going to wear? Because they don't know. You know. You have a heavenly Father who's taking care of you. And everything that you're worried about today, I have already taken care of. I already know. I already know how it's going to work out. I already know how it's going to play out. I already know how I'm going to resolve this for you. It's going to be okay. And that's really what Jesus is teaching us here, what God's telling us. Don't worry. Trust me. Listen to what I'm saying to you. I am going to take care of you. That's what God's telling us here. He's saying, I will take care of you. The pagans run around after these things because they don't believe anybody's taking care of them. Because they don't have a God that takes care of them. And they didn't. In paganism, the gods didn't take care of them. You had to bribe the gods to do stuff for you. And remember, he's talking right now to people who are, in this day and age, in that day and age, in the first century Palestine, there was no welfare program. There were no programs for the poor. The idea of charity, that came through Christianity and Judaism. That didn't come through paganism. It's through Christianity that charity really emerged and flourished. And the example of the early church when they cared for the poor, and not just their own poor, but the poor of the pagans as well. And I mean, they were the first people to really do that. Pagans weren't doing that. There was nothing in Roman society to that. If you fell hard on your luck, that was too bad for you. But God's saying, that's not the world you live in. You are kingdom people. You are not citizens of Rome. You're not even citizens of America. You know who you are? You are kingdom people. Your future is not based on the welfare program. It's not based on whether we get another stimulus check. It's not based on any of that stuff. You are kingdom people. You belong to this kingdom. You are citizens in this kingdom. And in this kingdom, I'm here to tell you, I will take care of you. I will see that you're clothed. I'll see that you're fed. I'll see that you have a place to sleep. I will take care of you. Stop worrying. Stop worrying. I'm here. I'm not going to let you down. Don't live like someone who doesn't have someone looking out for them. When you're a citizen of the kingdom, your king is looking out for you. And he will take care of you. That's why we don't need to worry in God's kingdom. Because we have a gracious, all-powerful king who is looking out for us. And that's why he tells us in verse 33, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you as well. You just seek kingdom. Because guess what? When you're living in the kingdom, all the stuff's taken care of. It's all taken care of. Don't have to worry about it. Seek the kingdom. And I'll take care of all the rest. It is the Prayer Closet, 419-389-0893, or prayer at yeshome.com. And I have a couple of prayer requests in. First of all, prayer for a listener whose mom has been diagnosed with breast cancer and is going to need surgery in the near future, so we want to pray for her. Lord, we pray for this listener's mom who is facing surgery, and pray that for her breast cancer. Lord, we pray that this surgery would be successful, that they would be able to completely remove all the cancer from her. Lord, we pray that not one cell of cancer will be left. Lord, that you would even now be destroying those cancer cells in her. And Lord, that she would make a full and complete and total recovery from this cancer. Lord, that you would, because we know that you are Lord over all things and Lord over cancer, and that it has to answer to you. And so, Lord, we pray that you would just speak to this cancer and destroy it in her, Lord, so that she will have a total and complete victory over it. And we pray this in your name. Amen. And another listener writing in, asking for prayer for someone in the music industry who recently just passed away from COVID, and asking for prayer for comfort for their family. Lord, we do want to lift up the family of this this man who passed away from COVID. Lord, we pray for your comfort and peace to be upon them as they deal with this loss. We pray you would speak your word of health, or your word of peace, and your word of comfort to them. Lord, that peace that passes all understanding upon their hearts and minds, and would guard their hearts in Christ Jesus. Lord, they would have comfort in the gospel and in the hope and the knowledge of his eternal life secure in you. And that, Lord, the hope of this eternal life and the hope of their reuniting in heaven and in your kingdom will bring peace to them during this time. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to the Prayer Closet. Remember, we're always here to pray for you. If you got a prayer throughout the day, 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. And or call that number, 419-389-0893, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. People here happy to pray with you. Or you can email or text to prayer at yeshome.com at any time. You can do that anytime and get your prayer request to us. Or go online to our website, yeshome.com, click on the chat now button, get connected to a live online spiritual coach for a live online chat session. Thanks so much for tuning in. This has been the Prayer Closet. God bless everybody. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.